Face with the number one ranked undefeated Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. The stakes are high and the odds are stacked against the Gaels, but this is a team that makes the impossible look routine. Can the Gaels continue their incredible underdog run and dream the impossible dream? Or will the Golden Hawks send Queens crashing back to reality? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff. On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town. And on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified, with support from Rhea May, take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
Good evening, or shall I say good morning, because it is just after 11 a.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you are tuned into Listening Queerly and our Halloween special at that. Every Tuesday at this time, we take a little bit of a journey together through queer music across genres. As always, I am your host, Lauren, coming to you live from the basement of Carruthers Hall here on Queen's campus on this overcast day, lending itself very well to the theme of today. Now, something you may know about me if you are a friend of the show, if you've tuned in for a long time, I love Halloween. I love horror. I love all of this kind of thing that comes around this time of year. However, this October has personally been very busy for me. I have not had the chance to watch a lot of my favorite horror movies and do a lot of that kind of thing. So I'm very excited to have the opportunity to chat with you today and do a little bit of a 1 hour festive special ahead of a few more festive activities coming up for me this week. If you are celebrating, I hope that you have had a great month and been able to watch some of your favorites. Maybe you headed out to a haunt or something like that. Maybe this so much isn't your thing, really. Maybe you don't like to be scared. Maybe you're like Wendy Williams and you've been aware of the killer since birth. But I hope we can still have a fun time together here. We've got a lot of awesome bands, repeat bands, new bands of the show, new acts coming up on the hour, so be sure to keep it locked. Coming up first, though, is a band who I play a lot on this show. They are a longtime favorite of mine, and I'm willing to bet they are almost certainly familiar to you. However, we are taking it back to an earlier album on this one. We are going all the way back to 2002 with an album that I grew to appreciate as I got older and listened to a lot more music, whereas a lot of this band's later albums kind of characterized my teen years. So happy Halloween. We're going to kick it off very thematically with a band perfect for the season. Here is My Chemical Romance on CFRC 101.9 FM with Vampires Will Never Hurt You.
Let them hurt you. Not today. I'll never let them. Touch me. You've won.
And you just heard from Madam Psychosis here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Nightmares. That is off their brand new album, MP3. That group is from Toronto, actually, and I've become a fan ever since discovering them in research for this show. I think compositionally, there's something really interesting about their rock sound in combination with very dense, cinematic, almost theatrical kind of presentation and style and lyricism. I also think that the lead vocalists, they just have such a beautiful, powerful, clear sound that is so well suited to the genre. And that song being entitled Nightmares and coming out on this Halloween special of Listening Queerly was just a little bit too perfect. So may had to make sure that I spin that for you. Again, Madam Psychosis with Nightmares. Before that, we heard from the Pack AD with Blackout. That is off their 2008 album Funeral Mixtape. We also heard from I Met a Yeti with Magic, Madness, and Sadness off of their 2019 EP release, Camp Yeti. We kicked off the program with My Chemical Romance with Vampires Will Never Hurt You off of the 2002 album I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love. Again, hope you're enjoying the Halloween special. We're going to mix it up a little bit here in the next block. We were obviously in a bit of a rock pocket there for a couple of tracks off the top. A little bit of a wake up if you are also feeling as sleepy as I am on this overcast Tuesday. However, this next block draws from a little bit of different inspiration. The idea for this was, first of all, that I wanted to play the new Lady Gaga song. I'm going to be honest with you. The second idea for this is that I wanted this block to sound as if it could be playing in the ridiculous, like, vampire club scenes in Blade and similar movies. I wanted it to kind of give that feel because I feel like we all want to be, right about now, I would like to be in a vampire club, and I wonder if you would agree with that. So we are going to kick it off with Gaga because Gaga's back. I love Gaga. If you're familiar with the program, you know how much I love Lady Gaga, and I love this track. We're going to talk a little bit more after I play it. We're also going to hear from Bryce Bowen and Indra coming up, but for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, here is Lady Gaga with Disease.
Yeah. kiss my neck. Now I'm a wreck. Her hands on me, red lips, bodies, but now she's gone.
Just heard from Indra here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Phantom. Before that, oh, this is really, I forgot how much of a slasher movie this backing track was giving, folks, excuse me. Before that, we heard from Bryce Bowen with Wicked Wings, and we heard from Lady Gaga with the brand new Disease. Wicked Wings, also a brand new release for the time, so hopefully a little bit of new music to add to your rotation. Not that we were wondering or we should have ever doubted, but the fact that Lady Gaga can still sing like that and hit those notes so high with such perfect clarity. I know it's a studio vocal, but still, it astounds me just how talented and how good her technique is vocally. And I think that song compositionally, I really love it because it returns to a lot of, like, I would say, 2009 to 2012 Gaga for me. So we're in and around like the Fame Monster, Born This Way type of era. You can definitely see the current influence of, I think, artists like Charlie XCX that are really popular right now on that track, but we're still kind of hitting this rock vocal with the really synth heavy background track and instrumentation. Bryce Bowen is a new artist to the rotation with a very new wavy sound. I think I'm going to have to check out a little bit more from them. That was a discovery, just kind of going through a lot of my release radar stuff for this week, and hopefully there's more tracks I can bring it. If you enjoyed that one, Indra is also a newcomer to the program with a couple songs out. I believe this is their third single release. Really exciting to hear more from this group, hopefully, because I think that is a really promising, like, I guess you would call it a junior single, I don't know exactly what you call it. Really promising early release that I personally really enjoyed, with, again, a lot of kind of cinematic quality to it and very, very powerful vocals and very kind of unique composition that I think is sometimes missing. I like being able to listen to a band and know immediately who I'm listening to by the kind of song that I'm getting, and then watch that band kind of grow and expand to different sounds and different ways of making music and writing together. But that's just me. I don't know. Again, hopefully you enjoyed this block. It is just past 11:35 here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Listening Queerly, our Halloween special, no less. Coming up next, I'm going to play a group that I absolutely love to play on this show, a group that I love in general, and hopefully you will love it too after this next track. This is off of their release Heaven, which did come out this year. I've played a lot of it on the show just because, again, I really enjoy it. I think this group deserves to have a lot of hype. I think they are very unique in the current kind of landscape, and I think they're just a great fit for this show, which works out really well for me. So without much further ado, I'm going to turn you over to Soft Cult here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Haunt You Still.
Thank you. worthless when you think about all the money you need to make that you haven't made. And you look at your reflection, think how did I wind up with the same haircut I had when I was 22. Oh me, oh my, and I, oh, oh. I was taking the metro in Montreal when I started crying on the escalator, thinking about how everyone I know is having such a hard time. They're all having such a hard time. We're all having such a hard time. Just the other day I was feeling like I could just wreck everything and it wouldn't even feel bad.
And you just heard from Nyssa here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Werewolf. That is off the release from this year, Shake Me When I'm Foolish. Before that, we heard from Sir Curse with Tarot. That's a 2019 single release from that group with an awesome kind of cabaret, dark jazz, rock kind of sound that they have. That is really reminiscent of groups like Sarah and the Safe Word to me, as well as like early Panic at the Disco and a lot of that cinematic feel of the kind of alternative 2000s there. Before that, we heard from Soft Cult with Haunt You Still. That is off the album Heaven, which also came out this year. So lots of 2024 music for you here on the Halloween special of Listening Queerly. We're going to switch gears yet again, as we're known to do on the program, because I'm in love with this next group. And am I kind of slipping one of their tracks in that maybe, you know, I could have picked a different Halloween track yet, but I just think this one is so much fun. It's so energizing. And I think it really blends well with a lot of the sounds we heard from Sir Curse and Nyssa there. I was saying over the break that I really am glad that I discovered Nyssa, this Canadian artist, because I think vocally stands out to me so, so much. Gives me almost like a Pat Benatar kind of vibe to the vocals, with a lot of this sort of delivery that you would more so associate with like a Fiona Apple. Those are kind of the names that come to mind. But this next artist has, and I will gush endlessly, some of the best instrumentation and some of the best vocals out there right now, in my opinion, in the kind of pop, soul pop, jazz pop sphere. So without much further ado, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, off the new album Something for Everybody, here is Sammy Ray and the Friends with Thieves.
Thieves. My, oh my, what do I see? Set it right before me. A diamond in the roof. Some of us have got it made. Martinez in the shade. But man, I got it tough.
For tuning in here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard from Sammy Ray and the Friends with Thieves off of their new album, Something for Everybody. Don't forget, you can also keep up with the show every week on Instagram, listeningqueerly.cfrc. Admittedly, I got to get a little bit better at keeping up my end of the bargain there, but we're making a kind of Halloween resolution out of that sort of thing. If you want to hear past episodes of the show, just head to cfrc.ca. Look for Listening Queerly under Programs list, and it's all archived there. We also have a full playlist of every track I've ever played on the show for you. In case you're looking for something that you heard once, couldn't remember the name of, but you want to add to your rotation, be sure to keep it locked to CFRC 101.9 FM here, as we've got plenty coming up for you on Tuesday afternoons. But for now, that was Listening Queerly. This is Lauren signing off, and go ahead and have yourself a happy Halloween.
K
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato, Doretti, Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town. And on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
After an eventful quarterfinal game, your Queens Gaels are still running down a dream. And on Saturday, November 2nd, they come face to face with the number one ranked, undefeated Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. The stakes are high and the odds are stacked against the Gaels, but this is a team that makes the impossible look routine. Can the Gaels continue their incredible underdog run and dream the impossible dream? Or will the Golden Hawks send Queens crashing back to reality? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff.
And now it's time for this week's Release Radar right here on CFRC 101.9 FM in partnership with the City of Kingston and the Kingston Music Office. And today we're featuring Pound Salt's new single Stadium, released on October 11th. Stadium is a high-energy rock anthem that really captures Kingston, Ontario. With its fiery vocals and driving beat, the song looks back at some major local events that brought the community together. And it's all about celebrating the city's vibe and the people who make it special. The powerful sound just makes you want to sing along. Check out at Pound Salt Music on Instagram and stream Stadium now. Want to get your new release highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form through the Kingston Music Office website or via Instagram at visitkingston.music. And now let's enjoy Stadium by Pound Salt right here on CFRC.
At the stadium, watch out!
It is 12 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next is Democracy Now! Views expressed in this syndicated program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of CFRC 101.9 FM, Radio Queen's University.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca. Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
There's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is trash. We are Americans, Donald Trump.